Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, we're going into this restaurant. It's just off Piazza Erb. And the idea here is, firstly, it's called Restaurant Maffei, M-A-F-F-E-I. But there is an archaeological dig, if you will, underneath the restaurant. So you go into the restaurant, then you go downstairs, then you go down again. So fingers crossed we'll get to see what we need to see. But again, how unusual. All over the city, there's a lot of archaeological sites, but this is in the basement of a working restaurant. And apparently quite a number of the performers come here for dinner of an evening, as you would before they unbuckle their trousers and head across to sing in the arena. And apparently the remains of the Capitolium of Verona is here. We better find out. Katia, talk to us about the name of this restaurant.
Maffei Restaurant. So now we are going downstairs, because here you have an historical place. And we go down at the level where we had the big temple dedicated to Juno, Jupiter and Minerva.
This is open to the public, obviously.
You ask that you can come.
You can come down. And, right. It is really cold because we're underground. Yeah. I know over the years coming to Verona, you're always finding something.
It was the temple, the most important one for the Roman people. So if you go to Rome, you have the famous Campidoglio. So the Capitolium is the same area. The temple here was created in the 1st century BC. And it was exactly like the one in Rome, but smaller. So the fact that Verona wanted to have a temple so old in style, it simply means that the town wanted to be really connected to the capital, okay? And what you see here is the structures which supported the temple. So here you have some pictures showing that here we are
temple,
in
yes.
The lower the lower level, where you had these structures made of bricks.
Do you know what astonishes me is that we're able to touch? You go to a museum, you can't touch what's there.
And here what you see is also pieces of columns. They used this material, then they covered it with a stucco, giving an idea of being marble. So from a distance, you could see, it looked like marble. We also have to think that people sometimes, even if they come here to eat, they don't know that they have excavations, in these lower level. Yes. People who are going to the opera usually come here before the opera.
Just across the road, really, in many ways.
10 minutes, you are the
10 minutes, exactly.
And then devo proprio andare allo signore qui. Arrivederci. Dal Marchese Scipione Maffei.
Good man.
Great man.
Good man. Great man.
So now, Scipione Maffei wrote different libretti for different operas.
Yes.
Yes. He was one of the most important men, of Verona. So, the restaurant where we have been before, the name is Maffei Palace. It was the family Maffei. It's very important you have heard the music, because he was part of the intellectual life of the 18th
century. That is music. It's fantastic.
So here you have an idea. You are deep into history.
As Van Morrison said, you feel the silence.
Yes.
And you feel, you're steeped in history here.
Absolutely.
But it's absolute silence. It's quite something.